You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Simon Rowntree from Change Ready, and he is going to speak to us about maybe one of the most important changes in one's working life, redundancy. Good day, Simon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
So it says here that according to the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, more than 40% of jobs in the country exist today have the moderate likelihood of disappearing the next 10 to 15 years. And as we speak, there are companies as well who are undergoing restructuring, looking at rethinking their workforce and rethinking the positions that people have been working at for maybe 10 years, 5 years, and this is going to be a huge change, isn't it?
Absolutely. The world is probably in constant change, and I think that's what everyone can now describe is just the norm of life. So whether it is from an economic perspective, an IT perspective, a social perspective, or even artificial intelligence, change is having an impact on the workplace in so many different areas, and it's just a constant.
What I'm thinking is the people who will be most affected by this change are the people who have been working at their jobs at least 10 years. Because these are the jobs that would, you know, require rethinking or repositioning, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs in areas such as manufacturing and retail, where people have generally had longevity in those roles, and those roles really haven't changed a lot over those over that time, except for now they're starting to really change. You can see from a manufacturing perspective, if the businesses here aren't changing their practices through automation of things, then they're taking their manufacturing offshore, for example, and the impact that that has. Retail is also having a massive change as well because of the changing of shopping habits of people buying online rather than actually going into stores. So, yes, there are certain sectors now that are facing great challenges around change, and those challenges, in a lot of cases, are having impacts around just staff numbers because they just don't require the number of staff, and so therefore that leads to redundancies.
And for the person facing this very huge change in one's life, for having worked a job, let's say, at least 10 years, it would have been a part of your day-to-day existence or your routine, and it would have been a part of your identity as well, isn't it?
Yes, so true. I mean, work is such a large part of who we are and our identity. The reality is, for most people, you go to work 5, maybe 6 days a week, and you have a social structure around your work. You have a certain routine that revolves around going to work. So it has a major impact. And also, work gives us income for us to use and spend on, you know, holidays, clothing, food, all those things that we need and feel we want to do and enjoy in life. So work is a major part of our life. And so when that is taken away through a redundancy, there is massive loss for people, feeling something that they know and have felt comfortable with has all of a sudden been taken away from them, and taken away where it's actually something that they had no control.
Yes, it wasn't a choice that they had to make, wasn't it?
No choice. So it was absolutely, this was something that happened that's completely beyond their control. And so that creates great confusion. There's a lot of people that experience from a sort of psychological or mental perspective, a huge drain, a feeling of loss, a loss of confidence or being demoralised, self-doubt, those sort of things come into play. And particularly if you've been in a role, as we've said, for, say, 10 years or more, you start to doubt and question, well, who else would employ me?
And with your age as well?
Yes. Well, you know, the thing about redundancy is that it can happen at any time and at any age. But certainly, if you are more elderly, there is a general sort of feeling that, you know, those people may be less inclined to deal and handle with that change, and look at it as an opportunity, as different to more sort of the younger generation who don't tend to stay at jobs as long anymore. Like certainly like my parents did, or my generation. But if I look at my children today, who are in their early 20s, for them, they could change jobs a number of times within their work span.
So how do you, for people like who've been doing it for the past 10 years or so, and they are faced with this kind of challenge or change, what is the first thing that you must do?
Well, in relation to a redundancy, when you're faced with a redundancy and you know that it's either on the horizon or it's actually on your front door, there are a certain number of things that you can do to help adjust and get through this and hopefully bounce back and move on to something more positive. But some tips that I would give for people are certainly look to manage your finances in the first instance. So for some people, that may be getting some guidance or some advice about what financial decisions they should make within their redundancy. Put in a plan how to use their finances wisely. So they might want to do sort of two different scenarios of a worst case scenario. If they actually didn't get a job for an extended period of time, what's the impact that it has on them and their family, for example, or another scenario where they might pick up a job fairly quickly. But certainly for others who are facing real financial hardship, then absolutely go out and seek support or get information from the relevant government agencies like Centrelink.
And I know for a fact that I've heard stories from other people who've faced redundancies, and they've used this as a time to rethink their lives, isn't it? To make life-changing decisions.
Yes, yeah. Look, it's a wonderful trait to have, that if you can face with a redundancy, if you can be open to the new challenge and actually see it as an opportunity that for you is an opportunity to upskill yourself and grow and develop, rather than going, oh, woe is me, and who's going to employ me again, or I only have limited skills. And one of the things to look at is to actually try and understand the value of your skills that you have. So spend some time outlining your skills and capabilities and have a look at them. And then look at the job market or speak to certain recruitment agencies and see what industries and roles are compatible to your skills. Because certainly there's a great possibility that the next job that you get will actually not be like the one you've just left, because your skills are transferable across a number of industries, not just the industry that you've been made redundant from.
And it might be the time to chase that childhood dream of becoming a scientist or an actor or a teacher.
Yeah, look, I'm a big believer, particularly through a redundancy, about routine, maintaining routine. And for somebody who has lost that routine of going to work 5 days a week and driving and parking in the same space or catching the same bus and talking to the same people and working with the same people, when you've lost that routine, you have to create a new one. And part of that new one is looking at what you're passionate about. And here is an opportunity to actually grab onto that passion and really look to see how you can expand that even further.
So based on your experience, is there an age that it's too late to start over again?
No, I'm a big believer in it's never too late. Certainly, yeah, I know and I understand, and I've spoken to people and I've seen it who certainly feel that their age has a negative impact for them. But I would look at it and say to them, but age is not about stopping learning. So age, there should never be an age limit to say, I can't learn new things and I can't upskill myself. So don't allow age to stop you from growing and expanding and creating possibilities.
And as I always say, with age comes experience and wisdom, isn't it?
Absolutely. And wisdom and knowledge is power to you.
Thank you very much, Simon Rowntree from Change Ready.
Pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.